unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
There is a place for me. There is a place for me. There is a place for me in the body of Christ. Yes, there is a place for me. There is a place for me. There is a place for me in the body of Christ.
And I belong here.
Is moving right now.
Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
To your spirit, control every part of my life and all the drama, even through the pain, even through the problems, I'ma still praise your name. I got a little testimony, wanna tell you about it. Devil tried to bring me down, knock me off the mountain. I told my mom about it, she just started singing, shouting. Said my blessings coming soon, flowing like a fountain. Your faith stronger through your trials and your tribulations. But give it all to God, a little time, a little patience. Name it, claim it, your joy coming in the morning time. Keep this on your mind, even on your grind. Take him with you everywhere you go, to keep your soul fed. She rubs some blessed oil on my forehead. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, take control, make him whole. Joy coming full force.
One thing is for sure, there's no love like his love. You're listening to the Ham Camp on KAYT, KQJOFM, the station for every generation, the heart and soul of Central Louisiana. I promised you a birthday list. I'm going to give it to you. Happy birthday today to Taranika A. Williams, Larry Samuel, Mitchell J. Peterson, Mary Elizabeth Martin, Willie Weaver, Juanita Walker, Shabree Sibley Cardona, Laura Rochelle Shepherd, LaWanda N. Stewart, Stephanie E. Stewart, and Daryl Scott, and everyone around the world who celebrates their birthday today. Happy birthday to you. May you live long and prosper. And the Bible Jeopardy clue from the category Who, What, When, Why from the New Testament for 400 points. Paul considered himself the chief of what? The Sanhedrin? The apostles? The Jews or sinners? Well, 1 Timothy 1:15 tells us that Paul considered himself the chief of sinners. So your response should be, what is sinners. And if that's what you said, congratulations to you. Listen, want to send a big shout out to the Larvadane family. They lost their patriarch, Edward Larvadane Jr. He was a trailblazer, an excellent attorney, a man who always had something enlightening to say. This man meant so much to this community. And I don't think Alexandria would be where it is today without Edward Larvadane Jr. And our thoughts and prayers are with the Larvadane family at this time, as they bereave the loss of their father, their grandfather. And we all are at a loss right now. And during this Martin Luther King Jr. holiday season, I think we would do well to remember Edward Larvadane Jr. as one of the trailblazers along the level of Dr. Martin Luther King.